So what does that mean? So we're getting fewer lymph nodes in the histopathology lab, so we look at them more intensively. Therefore, even without the additional levels in immunohistochemistry, we are more likely to find micrometastases and the odd case with isolated tumour cells. We're not going to identify all of them unless we level all the way through all the lymph nodes. And as I've said, I think that's out of the question. So the question, obviously, that is more important is, what does it mean? Are they clinically relevant? And there are two ways that I've looked at it in a trawl through the literature for this talk. One is there a change in how the lymph node negative patients have done with us having central lymph node and therefore increasing our chance of finding these small deposits? And is there any direct evidence on patient survival and prognosis in patients with micrometastases and isolated tumour cells?